As bars and clubs reopened this weekend in Houston, images of crowded parties flew out on social media, followed by hundreds of complaints about the lack of social distancing those pictures showed. Houston's mayor, Sylvester Turner, has now warned of enforcing stricter guidelines on businesses. And what about graduations? In Texas, many school districts are going ahead with outdoor in-person events, some with no guests, some with social distancing and sanitizing. Not everyone's happy. McKenna Tanner is a graduating senior and one of the valedictorians at Houston's Stratford High School. She wrote an editorial in the Houston Chronicle titled, "High Schooler Wants Graduation Postponed Until the Data Says It's Safe." She joins us now. McKenna, we know you've had both positive and negative responses, but what is the school saying about the ceremony?
So my school itself, they're limiting how many people are allowed to come with each graduate to the ceremony itself. They're planning on making masks with the school logo on them that they're expecting every graduate to be wearing throughout the whole ceremony.
What's the limit, by the way? How many can come?
I believe it's four.
That's four times, in your case, what, over 500 in your class?
Yes, that's a lot of people. They say they're going to make efforts to social distance, but I am concerned about the logistics of it.
Well, in fact, you're right. You think it's going to be impossible to prevent hundreds of human contact-starved seniors from ignoring their instincts and, you know, wanting to hug their friends. I mean, that's an image from graduation, running across a stadium into the arms of a friend. That's your concern.
Yes. We had a car parade for the seniors, and there were people afterwards in the parking lot who are hugging and taking pictures together. And it's a very real and human and understandable desire. It's just that because this is so natural and innate, we can't expect everybody to not do that. And we can't expect our teachers to keep everybody from doing that because there are too many of us.
Right. They're going to be outnumbered. You also point out that Texas's COVID-19 numbers are not dropping. As of May 19th, the cases in Houston are 1.2 times what they were a week ago. So there's been an increase there. Texas has had a spike since the economy started opening. And your point is that means we don't have the virus under control. When you say you want the data to dictate this, what would make you feel safe?
If we could actually see that we're not having an increase in the number of new cases every day. I mean, we talked about flattening the curve a lot when this was first starting. We have a flatter curve, maybe, but it's not anywhere near something that shows that we have a stable level, something under control. So I think we need to try and see we're not increasing every day, and that's going to come with social distancing and having it easy for everybody to get tested.
And it sounds like you're not as worried about yourself, but about, you know, parents and grandparents who may snag one of those tickets.
Well, yeah, I mean, the big concern is the other people who are going to be more at risk for the complications, and it's especially dangerous for the people who would really like to be at these ceremonies and who maybe will try and make it anyway. And it's important to recognize that and try and help them as well.
But what about, you know, that sense of there are people who really feel like it's a rite of passage they've been looking for their whole lives at this point? This might be the last chance they have to have some kind of a ritual like this. And there's a concern that it's just going to peter out. If it goes too long, which it might have to get that data you want, you know, people will have moved. You're just not in the same place, and it may never happen at all.
I mean, yeah, I know. I realize that that's a possibility. I really would love to have a graduation. It crushes me that we might not. But I'm also looking ahead and thinking, like, I really would like to be able to start college on campus in the fall. And I want to be able to go back to seeing people and getting together with people. And I can't be sure that that's going to happen unless we're looking for opportunities to try and bring the virus down now, sooner rather than later, by doing what we can now as much as possible.
Is there a chance you won't go?
I know that there are some people who are considering not going, and it's something that has come up as something my parents and I need to talk about, but we're only just now getting some ideas of how it's going to run. I really don't know yet.
It's a tough decision. Your thoughts on what your generation and what the class of 2020 has been handed here?
We've got everybody in the world almost looking at people who are the members of class 2020, both in high school and in college, and everybody has ideas about how much stronger we're going to be and how resilient and all of these characteristics that they're imbuing us with. We would like as much as anybody to just have things be normal and be the way they're supposed to. And they're not, and we're handling it as best we can.
Well, all I know is that when this is in the rearview mirror, it will have shaped you in some way, and we'll find out. I feel pretty confident in you guys. And we thank you for speaking to us about it. McKenna Tanner, senior and one of the valedictorians at Stratford High School near Houston. Her op-ed in the Houston Chronicle titled, "High Schooler Wants Graduation Postponed Until the Data Says It's Safe." McKenna, best of luck to you, whatever happens.
Thank you.